We have some more free agency news, plus a review of Secret Invasion, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning, Part 1, and the Barbie review, coming up on this episode of the Mikey Steph Show. Hello and welcome to the Mikey Steph Show. I hope everyone's having a great day today. We've got a lot of news, a lot of reviews to do today with Secret Invasion, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1, and the Barbie review, and totals and box office totals for Barbie and Oppenheimer. But before we get into that, our big news from our first section. DeAndre Hopkins is signing with the Tennessee Titans on a 2-year, $26 million deal. Ultimately disappointed, of course, that the Patriots couldn't get him. But I'm very surprised by this deal that he decided to go to Tennessee, because I know he was looking for a team with a good quarterback and a stable management. Tennessee does not currently have a quarterback right now. So I'm just, clearly this decision was about money. You know, he had said that he wanted to be a part of a contender, and clearly he was just full of it. So, yep, bit of a disappointment there that he did not sign with New England. But we do have a potential addition of Dalvin Cook. He's going to be working out with the New York Jets, and should work out with the Patriots again. It's looking more like he's going to go to a team in the AFC East. I know that I read somewhere that the New England Patriots have the best betting odds to acquire Dalvin Cook. But I don't know. These things just don't really seem to happen for us. We've not had good luck in signing big names in the past few years, offensively anyway. But I'm desperately hoping we can get Dalvin Cook. I think he would be a true hotspot for our offense. He would ignite this offense. Would just be kind of the star that we need to, you know, make Patriots fans enjoy watching the games this season. Because it sounds like defensively they're going to be pretty good, but offensively there's still a lot of question marks, and I think this year could definitely be it for Bill Belichick if things do not go well. Speaking of big, you know, signings and extensions and whatnot, Jaylen Brown signed his contract extension with the Celtics, that he's agreed to a 5-year, $304 million Supermax extension with the Celtics. This does seem like the right thing to do. I am happy that Jaylen Brown is signing his extension with Celtics. I think even though he completely flopped in the playoffs, he's still a really good player. Now I was hoping we can sign Tatum to a long extension as well. Get these guys signed for the long haul. You know, the Celtics really have the next 2-3 years to really win the NBA title. So let's hope that you know, in the next few years they can finally get past the hump and win an NBA championship. And for the Bruins, there was a statement from Patrice Bergeron announcing his retirement. And he wrote a statement talking about his time with the Boston Bruins and what it meant to, you know, be a Bruin for the last 20 years. So congrats to Patrice Bergeron on an amazing career. It was really fun to get to watch him play. We will, you know, truly miss seeing him on the ice. All right, so with all those signings and extensions and whatnot, we have to go into our next section here. I wanted to touch a little bit on the current writers and actors strike that is going on. For those of you who haven't been paying attention, or don't know what has been going on, there's a full writers and actors strike. The writers have been on strike since May. The actors just went on strike a few weeks ago. It's the first time in 63 years that the writers and actors are, you know, striking at the same time. But the reason they are on strike is kind of a number of different things, but the biggest issue is they want residuals. They want money from streaming, from different streaming movies and TV shows, and when you know, certain shows that were on cable before go under streaming, that the actors don't see any of that money or very little. There's also the threat of AI that has been kind of affecting Hollywood and everything. And basically studios do not want to pay their actors right now, which is really bizarre because movies and TV shows really can't be made without writers and without actors. So the fact that these big studios are being greedy and not paying these guys is completely ridiculous. And what this means for movies and TV shows that are going on right now, that are filming right now, they have to stop because those that are members of, you know, SAG, which is the Screen Actors Guild, anyone who is supposed to be filming for a big studio is not allowed to do that, nor do they want to, because everyone wants to be paid fairly, which I stand with the writers and the actors. They should get proper wage, proper health care, everything that they desire, because they are what make these projects happen. It's not the studios, it is the actors that get people to see said projects. Because there have been a lot of great ones, you know, with Mission Impossible and Barbie, which we'll talk about. But what's also frustrating too is with films that are going to be coming out, still this year that actors cannot promote any of their films or TV shows right now, which is going to make people not as interested in going to the movies if you can't see any press junkets or red carpet premieres. Like, it's just no one's going to care, and it's just going to kind of defeat the purpose. So hopefully we can come to a conclusion soon and Hollywood isn't shut down again, because we're just coming out of COVID and then this shit happens, and it just shows again how greedy big studios are, that they would rather have AI, you know, write and act in their projects than actual human beings. That says a lot about them as businessmen and as people. But with all these kind of different projects in mind, we'll talk a little bit first on, let's talk about actually on how Barbie and Oppenheimer have been doing at the box office, because this has been a crazy weekend for cinema. It's and for Barbenheimer. Barbie, I saw today, it has grossed I think almost $500 million worldwide, and Oppenheimer has been doing exceptionally well too. Yep, it has officially crossed $200 million at the worldwide box office. This was as of yesterday. Both of these movies are doing great. I have gotten the chance to see Barbie. I have not seen Oppenheimer yet, but we'll be seeing it this weekend. I wasn't able to last week or this past weekend as I was on vacation. But both of these movies just getting strong reviews, and a lot of people are seeing it. So it's a really good sign. This will probably be kind of the last true kind of box office weekend for a while, until the SAG after strike ends. So with that, we'll talk about, give my review for Barbie. I went into this movie really expecting it to not be very good, and to it being very much a laughing stock, and there being a lot of memes that result from this movie. And I was really surprised. I mean, this movie was very funny, don't get me wrong, one of the funniest I've seen in a bit. But the acting, the writing, I mean, Margot Robbie and Ryan Gosling were so good in this movie. Like, they both give Oscar caliber performances, and I really loved the other Kens and Barbies too, the Simu Liu and Kingsley Benadire's Barbie in particular. I thought they were both great. Kate McKinnon as Weird Barbie just is great casting. And this movie was so meta and just so full of commentary on what it's like to be a man, what it's like to be a woman, and just kind of life in general. And there were some moments that really made you tear up. It was a surprisingly emotional movie that I didn't see coming. But I really enjoyed this movie. It's not very long. Maybe if it was longer, we probably would have seen maybe more Barbies and Kens, and would have had the other Kens and Barbies maybe fleshed out a little bit more. But other than that, it was a really good movie. Really enjoyed seeing it. And be interesting to see if they do a second Barbie and who would play Barbie and Ken in that. And then the next movie that I saw before Barbie was Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. This was I enjoyed this movie. It's I'm kind of pausing a bit because I do think that Mission Impossible Fallout I think was a little bit better in terms of the action and the story of it all. I did like the stunts in this movie and the, you know, Tom Cruise giving a great performance. Hayley Atwell, this is her movie kind of through and through. Really excited to see how part two does. That comes out next year, I believe. And will probably make a lot more money than Dead Reckoning Part 1, just because, you know, this movie was so close to Barbie and Oppenheimer, and Oppenheimer had to take more of the IMAX screens. And I heard that Tom Cruise was not too thrilled with that. I did enjoy this movie. I thought the side characters were fine. Kind of the characters I really enjoy seeing, you know, Simon Pegg and Vin Rames and Rebecca Ferguson, although she doesn't really have a lot of screen time in this movie, and spoiler alert, they kill her off for no real reason. So a little disappointed about that, but you know, there wasn't necessarily one main villain. I guess the true villain was the AI and stuff like that. So this film, for it even being delayed so much, it kind of happened at like kind of the right time when AI is kind of through the roof right now and is being heavily talked about and criticized and all that. Speaking of AI, we're going to get into Secret Invasion, which I think probably was written by AI, because it was such a disappointment. I just was so frustrated by the choices that they made in this show, particularly with killing off certain characters for no reason, giving Emilia Clarke's character like so many powers, and now she's like the most powerful character in the MCU for no reason. And there are just some really questionable, really bad writing, really kind of lazy plot. I mean, there's a reason people say that the Secret Invasion comic run was much more interesting than this show, because it was just dull and, you know, was rushed. It was only 6 episodes. I mean, I just saw today that Rotten Tomatoes had the finale at a 13%, which is the worst reviewed episode for any MCU thing ever. I just don't know what the hell Marvel and Disney are doing on Disney Plus. Like, they don't know what the hell they're doing. And it's so frustrating, because I like watching these shows, I like watching these movies, but at the same time, almost all of the Disney Plus shows, with the exception of Loki and a WandaVision, haven't been very good, you know, in the critically to many people. I'm, you know, for Moon Knight, I enjoyed a lot, probably more than most people, but I mean, there were things about Moon Knight that were frustrating too. I mean, it wasn't really connected to the current MCU, but also none of these shows are. None of these shows matter. And it just, I'm so confused why Marvel's even doing Disney Plus shows if they're just going to make shit that doesn't matter and they don't put enough writing or special effects into it. It's like, what are they doing? I mean, I could make a better show than what these guys are doing. It's just ridiculous. So I know the next Marvel product will be Loki season 2. And that's, God, that's in its own controversy because the whole Jonathan Majors of it all. I just think Marvel has lost their touch. They've really lost it. I mean, ever since, No Way Home, they have not had a big blockbuster hit. They haven't really had a true commercial and critical hit. I mean, I think with the exception of Guardians Volume 3, that is the only good thing to come out of Marvel in the past 2 years, which is a joke. Absolutely a joke. They need to get their act together, because what they are doing right now, it's just flat out embarrassing. It's lazy. Like, and I love Marvel and I love Disney, and I don't know. But that's my rant for the day. So with that said, thank you all to everyone for listening to this episode of the Mikey Steph Show. Our next episode, we will be talking about probably more of the SAG after strike. Any big news that comes from the WWE up to, leading up to SummerSlam. And any more NFL free agency news. As well as my review for Oppenheimer, which I'm very excited to see. All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Please like and subscribe. And we'll talk to you all very soon.